Public information consists of both program-level strategies and project-level strategies. Program-level public information strategies raise general awareness regarding motorist and worker safety issues in a region and encourage increased vigilance at all times while driving through work zones.
The National Work Zone Awareness Week that occurs every year is an example of a general program-level public information initiative. Many state agencies have also developed their own campaigns, such as the Slow for the Cone Zone program in California.
Program-level public information strategies can be created to specifically target large truck drivers with good success. For example, recent national crash statistics indicate that large trucks are hit from behind by vehicles in work zones as often as large trucks hit the back of other vehicles. Developing a public information strategy to encourage truck drivers to activate emergency flashes when stopped or slowing, rolling through the traffic queue and work zone is a simple way for truck drivers to increase their warning to approaching drivers that are stopped or slowed. The motion of the flashing lights attracts more attention than steady or no brake lights activated. Encouraging driver adoption of this practice can be accomplished through various types of agency or trucking industry outreach efforts, such as providing brochures and other outreach materials at truck stops, rest areas, major trucking employers, and elsewhere. Project-level public information strategies raise awareness of the special safety and mobility challenges that will be faced in a specific work zone, as well as to provide suggestions on how to cope with these challenges.
Project-level strategies can target a variety of audiences, e.g. commuters, freight operators, business owners, local residents, emergency response agencies, the media, etc., and provide a wide range of infrastructure information, e.g. general locations and schedule of construction, available alternate routes in the corridor, transit routes and schedules in the corridor, project hotlines to call for problems and complaints, etc.
Ideally, any outreach effort resulting from a comprehensive coordination effort among all stakeholders, including the transportation agency, law enforcement, transit, large trucking associations, major trucking companies in the corridor, emergency response providers, and others. Coordination among the stakeholders should begin early in the project planning and design process and continue through to the transportation management plan development.